in the year 2889, written by Jules and Michel Verne. First published in 1889. Little though they seem to think of it, the people of this 29th century live continually in fairyland. Surfeited as they are with marvels, they are indifferent in presence of each new marvel. To them, all seems natural. Could they but duly appreciate the refinements of civilization in our day? Could they but compare the present with the past, and so better comprehend the advance we have made? How much fairer they would find our modern towns, with population amounting sometimes to 10 million souls, their streets 300 feet wide, their houses 1,000 feet in height, with the temperature the same in all seasons, with their lines of aerial locomotion crossing the sky in every direction. If they would but picture to themselves the state of things that once existed, when through muddy streets rumbling boxes on wheels drawn by horses, yes, by horses, were the only means of conveyance. Think of the railroads of the olden time, and you will be able to appreciate the pneumatic tubes through which today one travels.